variety, culture, and class in America. Live from Long Island's Gold Coast, this is the Melissa Itell Duran Show on Breaking It Down Radio with co-host Frank McKay.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the Melissa Itell Duran Show. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, Melissa Itell Duran, Renaissance woman, is our host each and every week. Frank McKay, proud to be her co-pilot. Go to MelissaItellDuran.com. Watch two documentaries on her. She's wonderful. And how are you, Melissa?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you?
Good. How is Hunter Biden? He's not going to take down his dad's presidential aspirations, is he?
Oh, well, we'll see. If this were any other person, any other candidate's family, I'm sure there would be repercussions. But for some reason, the media is trying to make Joe Biden into some kind of Teflon guy and pretend that this isn't happening, that this is just an aberration, which I don't think it's becoming. I think it's if given enough time, it should be rather significant. But we already see what the media is trying to do.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I've been driving, as I was telling you off mic, and I was in Pennsylvania and Ohio, and I noticed the enthusiasm that was lacking. And you know, I kept saying on this show, you know, there's no enthusiasm for Biden. Where is this enthusiasm? No signs, no banners, no flags. Well, I found them. I found all of that in a place called Clarion, Pennsylvania. And I mean, it looked like a shrine. I don't know if that's where he was born, Joe Biden, or whatever. But all around that.
Born in Scranton.
Oh, Scranton. Yeah. So this wasn't even close.
I don't know.
Wasn't even close to that. So it was absolutely flooded with. I mean, I don't know if it's just a very strong Democratic organization over there, but there's a town called Sligo or Sligo or something like that, and you know, and the same thing there. I mean, it is crazy. And then every once in a while, you'd see a Trump house with 10 little signs on the same house, you know, I guess trying to make up for all the Biden around it. And Biden, Harris, Biden, this. Pickup trucks with flags, big Biden flags. There was this one farmhouse that had a huge American flag and then almost as big a Biden flag, Biden 2020. Yeah, I mean, going nuts. But what was most telling, and again, we have no idea what's going to happen, right? We don't know what goes on with polls, and we know Hillary was hated, and maybe Biden's not as hated. You know, all of them, and certainly nobody was as hated as Hillary. Hillary was hated more than Trump. Think about that, right? She was hated more than Trump by the general population. But the thing that really amazed me is I was scanning on Pennsylvania radio and Ohio radio, and all you hear are Biden commercials. You didn't hear any Trump commercials.
Really?
And then finally, in Youngstown, Ohio, finally, I heard one pro-Trump commercial, and it was put out by, I think, the Ohio Police Brotherhood. You know, and it was a terrible commercial. It was about anti-socialism, which, by the way, was right on, but it's not gonna do much for, you know, your base is coming out anyway for you. But they had a chief of police speaking, and then they had the president speaking about socialism. And I'll tell you, I just spoke to a U.S. senator, a former U.S. senator yesterday from Minnesota, Dean Barkley, who's there for a cup of coffee, but he's, you know, very close with a lot of people, and he knows this Midwest well. He said Trump is out of money. He said the president is out of money, and he pulled all his Midwest ads, and he's trying to win Florida from what he gets from different Republicans. So I thought that was kind of interesting. That being said, is there any chance a Hunter Biden scandal could move the needle on any of this? And is there any chance that the media would play fair with this and give it its proper attention the same way they would do it if it was Ivanka?
No, the problem is the media is trying to shield Biden and squash anything of impropriety that might adversely affect the Biden campaign. But the thing is that this Biden revelation, this Hunter Biden revelation, needs to be more investigated. It's a probe at this point. And then we've got another thing. I mean, it's all damning evidence on that hard drive, the pictures, the emails. The problem is this is being handled, so to speak, by the president's personal attorney and local radio host on WABC, Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City. And he's come under some, let's just say, some tainting himself. You know, the new Borat movie is coming out on Amazon Prime. And I guess unbeknownst to Giuliani, he was kind of conned into a scene in that movie, a compromising scene with an actress who was playing the part of Borat's daughter.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know. You keep asking yourself, what else is going to go wrong?
What happened? I haven't heard anything about this. What happened with Rudy and Borat's daughter?
Yes, this was all staged because we, you know, Sacha Baron Cohen is infamous for pulling these.
Very funny, by the way. He's a very funny man.
He is. But he is notoriously famous. Well, he's notorious.
Yes.
To put it bluntly, for being a for siding with the left and conning people into compromising incidents and situations, and he succeeded in this case with this actress that he put up in the movie to attend one of Giuliani's speeches, private speeches, and get Giuliani to agree to some kind of interview after the event, and which he did. And for some reason, Giuliani is seen in a room with this girl, and Borat comes out he actually comes out, Sacha Baron Cohen, after the girl says, you know, she's 15 or something like that.
Oh, my
and
God.
And he comes out and says, he barges in and says to Giuliani, she's too old for you. Oh, my God. No, I haven't seen it. I've seen snippets of the clip. I've heard this is being discussed now. Because, of course, people who were reviewing it got this ahead of time. But, and I'd be interested. Maybe I'll watch it. I don't know. But.
Yeah.
I don't know. Will this work? I mean, there is damning evidence on that hard drive, and it really needs to be exposed because this shows that this is beyond the tales of a son who's gone astray, who's been troubled by drug and mental illness, mental anguish, and the death of his mother some 45 years ago. This goes beyond that. This points to an inner core that's corrupt, that's rotten, where the Biden family as a whole is involved, and the big guy mentioned in this is none other than Joe from the basement.
Wow. Wow. Melissa, itelljoran.com is the best place to go. Frank McKay here with Melissa. Wow. I mean, just wow. I mean, this is this couldn't get more bizarre. If you wanted, going back to Rudy Giuliani, who I like, who performed my wedding ceremony, he isn't putting the moves on the supposed 15-year-old girl, is he?
I don't know. It does not. I mean, I haven't seen the movie. I just saw pictures, a snippet of the scene, in which he is led by. Apparently, he fell for this con by this actress. I don't know her name, but she plays the part of Borat's daughter, and she's posing as an interviewer, as a journalist, and she's very attractive, and I guess, you know, any man who is his weak in the knee would probably fall for this. And Giuliani is sitting on a bed or lying on a bed, and he says he's adjusting his microphone wire or whatever it is. It just doesn't look good.
Oh my gosh!
You know?
Oh,
I mean,
wow!
What, this is the kind of picture that, you know, wives who are trying to they're trying to trail their straying husbands with investigative forensic accountants or forensic investigators. They get these clandestine pictures. You see, this is where you were. I have a picture of you here. Can you explain what you were doing here? I mean, that's the kind of picture it is. That's the kind
of
shot. Yeah, you have to, you can find it. You can find it now, even though I mean, the movie is coming out today, and if you are so inclined, you can go and watch it on Amazon Prime.
I've got to watch it now. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, I might too, but the advanced pictures show this compromising scene, so I don't know. I didn't catch Rudy's explanation. But he, I think it did involve, I had my mic, my wire, whatever, and it was just uncomfortable. I wasn't doing anything. We were just going to have a drink.
Wow. What the hell is going on? I mean, just absolutely insane. Anyway, we'll see what happens there. But, it is a former mayor of New York City, and he's not running for president, and his son, his father's not running for president. But, it could distract some people. And you got to imagine that there's going to be. It's going to be some distraction there. Let's get back to Hunter Biden. A congressman called me yesterday, and I don't want to say from where, but he's not from my district. He's a Republican congressman. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, look, I know things don't look bad. I was telling him about Ohio and Pennsylvania that I was traveling through. And mm-hmm. he said that, the Trump folks do not have a lot of money, and apparently the president isn't writing a check on his own. And he was like, quite frankly, I'm not sure that he has that kind of money to throw around. He's got a lot of debt. He's got this. He's got that. He said, but Hunter Biden, maybe this was 2 days ago. Yeah, this was 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. He said Hunter Biden, Joe Biden story right before the debate is heating up. And this could change everything. And I said, Congressman, I said his first name, but I say, Congressman, let's talk real here. Do you think the mainstream media, no matter what you have, Biden is found corrupting or being what? Do you think the mainstream media is going to do anything with this? And he was like, well, if they have any integrity, I said, Congressman. Listen to what you just said. If they have any integrity, what are you talking about? They've picked their side. It's 13 days out or 14 days out, whatever it was. I think it was Wednesday that we were speaking. And I said, come on. I said, Fox News and right wing, right leaning things are going to talk about Hunter Biden, and nobody else is. Therefore, you're going to. You get the same voters hearing it. Nobody's CNN's not promoting this. They're not. They'll talk about it. They'll dismiss it. They'll put it under the table, and then they'll start talking about something else. And by the way, I didn't know about this, but they'll start talking about Giuliani and Borat's daughter and things like that. Frank McKay here. Melissa, itelduran.com is where you should go. But Melissa, right or wrong, I mean, we're not going to hear this in the mainstream media until the day after election. We might hear it. We might hear, there's trouble for Joe Biden and President-elect Biden if that happens. What's your confidence level if you're a Trump staffer, supporter, or the president himself? What's your confidence level going into this election?
Well, we know where the media stands. It's an uphill battle, and it is what it is. So you can't expect the media to be too cooperative about it. Hopefully, Fox will do its best to cover this. And incidentally, at the debate, after the debate, or before the debate, I'm not sure. Maybe it was after. The former business partner of Hunter Biden. I can't remember the man's name. He was in the military. Had a news conference where he confessed that he was at the center of the scandal, and he said Joe Biden was in it 100%, and money was being funneled, and Joe was basically lying. Which, you know, if we're not talking about the debate last night, but I wanted to say, look, why don't you bring up the old news coverage of 30 years ago. It was recently on somebody on my Facebook feed brought it up, where Joe Biden is running for one of his, I don't know if it's the first or second presidential election. He's telling somebody, I'm smarter than you. My IQ is this. I got a scholarship to law school. I was this and that and everything else. And every anchor at the time, every top news person at the time, from Sam Donaldson to Ted Koppel, was saying, Joe Biden, get off it already. We know you're lying. It's time to leave the U.S. And why wasn't – I wish someone had told the president to say this. I mean, I was thinking this. That's how you show the world that, yeah, this is Mr. Nice Guy. This is Mr. I'm Honest. Yeah, 30 years ago, people knew they got your number then.
How about plagiarism? You know, I mean, plagiarism, right?
Yeah, isn't plagiarism. That like that's one of his
admitted
talents.
To? Yeah. that was an admitted to. Look, this congressman that I was talking to is telling me, and again, I'm not saying his name. He's not from my district, but
okay,
congressman, right. You know, I know him very well, and he's saying,
right.
He's saying, Chairman, they've got Joe Biden red-handed, also getting paid, getting money. And I said, yeah, I mean, but where is it going to be reported? What's going to happen? Unless President Trump has Bill Barr, which Bill Barr, strangely enough, who's been the most loyal person around to President Trump, decides that he's going to arrest Joe Biden and Hunter Biden before the election. I mean, if they do that, I think, you know, they throw the election out the window, right? It's going to look like a politically charged thing. So what do you do with this? What is, you know, what can be happened? What else can happen in 2020 that could even surprise us? I mean, it is an amazing year.
Oh, my God. Well, the asteroid is still on its way.
Yeah, that's right. The asteroid. Somehow somebody will superimpose Trump 2020
on the asteroid.
If it's coming
as it hits Earth and obliterates all of it. Okay.
That's it. We're never even going to get to vote. That asteroid's going to hit on the 2nd, November 2nd, and we're never even going to get to vote. This is unbelievable.
Right?
Well, actually, a lot of people...
You can't make this up.
Yeah.
You
can't make this up. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, I mean, there's a huge difference between this time and last time. I mean, and I know people like to say, oh, well, polls last time. That's the only thing keeping me in thinking, you know, well, you never know. You know, it's like, you know, Trump has been underestimated before. Actually, you said something, and I think it's prophetic. It was right as Trump got coronavirus. You said, I don't know. He's been a recipient of dumb luck before, and for all we know, he just gets through it with no problem. He got through it basically with no problem.
He did. And now I know that the coronavirus issue is a very tough one, especially for him. And yes, maybe he, you know, his response could have been better. His demeanor, it's his personality, and maybe he could have said more about how many people have actually come to it. And Joe Biden, of course, he zeroed in on that, but it's a bit difficult issue. And there was, I even had problems with some of what Biden was saying, because first of all, and I've made this point before, if the virus had originated in Tel Aviv, no one would have had trouble. None of these politicians would have had trouble calling it the Israeli virus.
No,
they wouldn't have called.
Not.
They wouldn't have said anti-Semitism. I mean, this is ridiculous already.
Right.
This is not right. It did come from China, and that's where it is from.
Right.
And it was released. It was released in the air, and China did not close off its travel, its airlines. They let the people go out. That's a fact. And if they hadn't been so busy with the stupid impeachment hearings, maybe this thing could have been contained once and for all, because Senator Cotton knew about it in January, but everybody's mind was on something else. And yes, the response could have been better. I agree. But you know what? I was very sick in March. I may have had it. I don't know. They told me I didn't. But I can attest to why the president jumped back. I was on my feet. I got it on a Friday, and I was on my feet by Monday.
Yeah.
I just went right through my system. I was lucky. And yes, but majority of people, many people, who've had underlying conditions or other health problems, which we do not know about when we look at these numbers, because we really don't know, did they die? Did they actually die of COVID, or were they already sick before? And yes, elderly are very susceptible. But and I don't know if the president made mention about New York. To the extent that Governor Cuomo, our wonderful governor, sent COVID patients to nursing homes and other assisted living facilities.
By the way, thousands died.
Exactly. And the families are still reeling from that. That's a point that has to be made. And where does Cuomo get off saying, I'm going to decide whether the vaccine is going to be, who gave him the right to decide? Who is he going to get? Fredo, his brother, to authorize it? And
wow.
I hope he's listening, or I hope somebody listens who can, you know.
They are.
It has to be said. It has to be said.
Yeah, well, some people would argue emperor-like ego on on certain governors.
That's for sure. They all think they're dictators.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Keep your thought, Melissa. I tell Jorn, and we'll be right back after this. But everyone out there, please binge listen to everything we've been doing. Stay safe, everyone. Vote, regardless of who you're voting for. Vote, vote, vote. And the world is run by those who show up. MelissaIteljorn.com, everyone, and binge listen to everything that we've been doing here at iHeartRadio and SoundCloud and about 100 and something other places. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on The Melissa Itell Jorn Show.
You've been listening to Melissa Itell Jorn and co-host Frank McKay on Breaking It Down Radio.